This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genusee.
Welcome back to our continued coverage.
Yes.
Of the CUNA Lending Conference here in San Diego, California. I got my words mixed up there, Sarah. So we're closing it out. Our coverage here with Sarah Horton. You are Chief Lending Officer at Kirtland Credit Union, not Kirkland like Costco.
Right.
It is Kirtland. How many times do you run into that?
Quite a bit.
Is it Kirkland? No.
Quite a bit. Are we out of Washington? Are you tied to Costco?
Exactly.
No, we're in New Mexico.
There you go.
Tied to the Kirtland Air Force Base.
Oh, very nice. So yeah, you're, again, Chief Lending Officer at Kirtland Credit Union. And before, I've been asking everybody this, before we talk about your sessions that you, you actually just got out of one, like 2 minutes ago, literally, but how's the conference going for you overall?
It's been great.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun. Great to be in San Diego. A little chilly yesterday.
It is a little chilly here today,
But so great to be back with people. We had a couple of years off and tried to do remote and virtual, but so wonderful to be back networking, talking with people. I'm just thrilled.
It's great to be back in person. As we've been saying this entire year, I kind of call it the big reunion year, where we're all getting back to the grind, going to the conferences and stuff. But great to see everybody again. So let's talk about, you were a busy lady at this conference. My goodness.
Loved it. Loved
well,
it.
Good. All right. Even better.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the one that you just got out of, and it was a round table, and it was all around innovations and ideas to offer products members want and navigating the recent heavy volume and protect the credit union from losses. So give us a quick summary and maybe some takeaways from that discussion that happened a couple of floors up, actually.
We spent a lot of time. This is the round table is really interactive.
Yeah.
So we come up.
Q&A, a lot of questions from the audience. Yeah, good.
And we provide a survey ahead of time, and so when we get the results back, we have some key topics that we know that they're wanting to hear about. And we start off that way. Takes a little bit for people to warm up, but talked about rising interest rates, obviously, loan portfolio growth, liquidity. But what I found interesting, the bulk of our time we spent in this session was talking about employee engagement, training lending teams, incentives, compensation, keeping folks, are you remote, are you hybrid, are you in the office, keeping folks engaged, and a lot of great sharing about tips and tricks and ideas that are working for folks, and an opportunity for folks to ask questions of each other.
That sounds like more like an HR session rather than a lending session, but it's great that you guys are discussing that though, right?
And that was a key item. I think it was probably about, in the top four of what people wanted to talk to in the employee or in the survey responses. Mm-hmm. And so mostly also about training and getting bench strength because of the tight workforce right now.
Yeah.
How do you ensure that you get the right people in the right seats? How do you keep them engaged and retain them? And one of the credit unions talked about they started stay conversations. And
that
was new to me.
Stay conversations.
Okay. So talk about what's important to you. What can we do to keep
you here? Okay,
gotcha. To retain you. And how do we help you develop and grow if that's what you're looking for? And I just think that's just, what a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not wait until they've resigned.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it ahead of
time.
Let's
be proactive about it.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's something that I'm walking away with. As, I feel like I talk to my folks quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I'm walking away with, maybe I ought to really focus on that a little bit to be sure that my key players aren't out there looking, or if they're being recruited.
Oh, yeah.
How am I sure
that
they're going to be with me?
Didn't think of that. Yeah, because 9 times out of 10, you don't know when one of the staff is like either looking or being recruited. You don't know until it's too late, you know? And by that time, you're like, all right, I got a better deal over here. But but this way, you can kind of get ahead of that and say, hey, okay, what can we do to keep you? And let's bend over backwards for you.
Yeah.
So especially if they are super talented. So oh my gosh, how interesting is that?
That was, here we found it in a consumer lending roundtable.
I know.
But very important, something to a takeaway that probably most of us walked away with.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a big one for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move to your other session that was yesterday, and it was called Tips, Tricks, and Tactics to Perfecting the Purchase Market. Oh my gosh, that must have been and standing room only, because that's a really hot item right now, obviously. So give us a quick summary on that one as well.
So we had three different perspectives from three different credit unions of what they're doing. One came from building relationships using additional lines of business in the credit union. So taking your commercial development person out and a retail person and a business development out with your mortgage individual out to the realtors and out to brokers and out to title companies and all of those key players in the mortgage industry. And then the other perspective was on the branch side. How do you build relationships and get the branch folks to start those conversations so that the referrals get over to mortgage when someone's looking in purchase?
Right, and then
I was kind of in the middle. I came with a very specific success story that we've had. In 2019, we developed a home and brew. And it's instead of asking people to come and sit in a room and learn about home buying, we said, why don't we meet where these folks are, which is at the brewery, and we started turning that into a home buying seminar.
Really?
So you learn about, we have four stations that you stop at, very informal. You can intermix them. You don't have to go in a row, line. You can get a beer in between. We cover the cost of one beer, and we have some appetizers. A lot of fun.
I bet.
And then it broke it into four sections. So getting ready, what do you need to do to get ready? Then what do you need when you apply? And then we would bring a realtor partner along with us. And what do you do when you shop? And what does the value that a realtor brings to the home buying process? And then the closing servicing, we service 100% of our mortgages that we originate. And so we want to be sure people understood that if you go with us, here's value that we provide after you close the mortgage. And so we've had... There, we had a great success in 2019. Obviously, we took 20 and most of 21 off. Fired it up again this year. We completed one just last week. We've already got two applications that came out of that session. And then additionally, we expanded it this year to include home equity. So if you don't know how to tap into home equity, or you don't know if you have equity, or if you don't know which product would be best for you, you also have an option then to come to the Home and Brew, very formal environment, and get some one-on-one attention. We won, I believe, three or four CUNO awards with that program launched in 2019.
Deservedly so.
Yeah. And it just became, breweries are now community centers. I had someone say to me, I take my kids there and there's a play section for them.
Oh, really?
And so we get to sit and chat with our adult friends and then our kids get to play.
They get to go goof around.
Yeah, so real successful for us. We have some incentives. If you come, you get $325 off your closing costs. Once you complete a stamp card, once you've visited every station, you get into a drawing for an additional $325 off your closing costs. So when you're ready to close with us, we're here for you.
Who came up with that idea? That's genius.
We actually got it from a business case from another credit union. That's the beauty of credit unions.
Yeah, we can talk about this
is
stuff.
Is that we share that. Yeah. We took what they... provided to us, we made it our own, we expanded it, we developed how we want it to be. We're going to evolve it also as things change.
Right.
Something that we're really proud of, and I'm really proud of the team that put it together, and then also modifying it as economic times require.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so. Who knows what 2023 is going to bring for sure. So, drinking beer and buying homes. Who would have thunk?
I know. We limit it to one, just so people know that.
I know. I'm just kidding.
But again, it's at that point in time, we were like, the key here is we need to go to where the people are.
Exactly. It's the perfect icebreaker. And they're in a comfortable environment that's that works for them, instead of going to some stale type of room somewhere, where it's kind of uncomfortable. But this place, hey, get to go have a little bit of fun, have a beer, and then talk shop a little bit. So talk mortgage.
One other key thing is that we do recruit a couple of volunteers from the retail side who help with check-in and setup and tear down and all that. We have our retail folks lined up at the door to be able to volunteer, and it's pretty limited just because of the space. Yeah, we don't want to be tripping over each other.
Right, right.
But that's also engaged our retail staff in this project.
Oh, yeah.
And also enlightens them then to the mortgage.
Yeah.
And only benefits us in building relationships early on when we need it.
So you're getting two birds with one stone. You're engaging your members and your staff as well to get, oh my gosh.
It's been great. That's awesome.
Well,
it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet.
Thank
so how often do you do that? Is it like a monthly thing or a quarterly thing or something?
We try to do one a quarter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We do it on a really small budget, which is really great.
You don't need this doesn't need to be some big extravaganza thing.
So
pretty simple.
So we try to do quarterly. I hope in 2023 that's what we'll plan for.
Okay.
And we use local breweries. That's the other key.
Oh, yeah.
Go local.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep it. We want them to benefit from having people that maybe haven't been to their location.
Yeah.
And also, we do dual marketing then with them, so it brings
some exposure as well. Oh my gosh, all
it's
fabulous
great.
Ideas!
Great.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So my last question for everybody is: any highlights from the coming back to the conference here? So any highlights from the conference for you? Anybody stand out? I'm sure you visited many other sessions besides your own, obviously, but anything stand out for you?
So big standout for me is something that's really outside of my comfort zone or my knowledge base, which is Lamont that spoke this morning about cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that he gave a new spin on it. I think that's the fourth time that I have seen him virtually, but now this first time in person. But really stretched my thinking a little bit, and that's what I walk away is really, this is something he's saying. I recommend credit unions get involved in this.
Completely.
And I know for a lot of people it's like, ugh.
Oh, I would be the other way. Yeah.
Yeah. So I walked away with that.
Yeah. Good. Good.
The people, and obviously I'm excited about the USS Midway tonight.
I've never
been there.
That's fun.
So
that's
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
So, but
highly recommend.
Mm-hmm, great.
Indeed.
I'm looking forward.
Well, getting back to Lamont and crypto, how do you see it? Trying to word this, I mean, how do you see it? I think impacting is the wrong word, but how do you see it affecting credit unions and maybe the mortgage lending process? Because he was in here and he kind of explained everything to me and how it would work. And my head was spinning. And like, slow down, Lamont. He gets so passionate about this type of stuff, but he's so good at it. But I mean, I want to get the credit union perspective on how do you see it working?
I think
it's
going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
I think because I'm not sure, especially in our market, New Mexico. I'm not sure how quickly we will to be to adopt, especially in the mortgage buy. I was like, wait a minute, you do all of that, and it's involving blockchain, you know. So that I think we will be challenged. We'll be challenged to change the mindset.
Yes, most definitely.
But it's what's happening today.
Yeah, you're going to have to. And have credit, like he said, I mean, he probably said it in his speech too, that this is a prime opportunity for credit unions to really lead the way here. Because community banks and other financial institutions aren't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great opportunity for credit unions to really seize the day, as they say.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
You know, I was so excited going into the session because I was like, you know, we're already got crypto in our project flow.
Oh,
we're already working on it.
We're
getting close, you know. And I was like, okay, yay. And then he's like, so go beyond just offering it to your members through online banking.
Yeah.
Think beyond that. And I was like, we just got there. And now you're already pushing me to think beyond that?
Well.
But that's what we need to constantly be doing.
Yeah.
Never, you know, once you get something moving, you already got to be working on to the next item.
I like your philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Yeah, I got to keep moving forward because everybody else is moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, well, that's trouble. So, yeah. All right. Good stuff, Sarah. Anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, this is great. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
so
excited you're here, too.
So thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for the great takeaways here, too. I love the idea about the mortgages and brew. Or what was it called?
Home and Brew.
Home and Brew. Okay.
But we actually trademarked that.
Oh, did you?
Home and Brew.
Good for you.
That's what we call it.
Yeah, great idea. I'm sure a lot of the Creightons might be doing that as well. So good stuff. Alrighty.
Great.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate the time and keep up the good work.
Alrighty. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNY Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU.
This episode brought to you by
Origins, Credit Union Services,
Origination
and
Technology
Genusy.
For today's credit unions.